Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Omukengo, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, Life at Mountains High School, is brought to you by Authors, Books, and Coffee. This is a video and audio media outreach by CLC Kenya, seeking to amplify voices of African Christian authors through podcasts, audiobooks, videos, blogging, board games, book programs, and online courses.
In the picturesque slopes of Mount Kenya, there stood a prestigious boarding high school that seemed to touch the clouds. Neo, a bright and ambitious student, had been accepted into the folds of Mountains High School, a place sponsored by the Catholic Church and renowned for shaping young minds. Little did she know that the transition from her familiar day school to the world of boarding education would prove to be a formidable challenge. The first weeks at Mountains High School were a whirlwind of new faces, towering dormitories, and a strict schedule that left little room for the independence Neo had grown accustomed to in her day school. The morning bell echoed through the hills, signaling the start of a regimented routine that began before the sunrise. In her dormitory, Neo found herself surrounded by unfamiliar faces as well, each with their own stories and backgrounds. The close-knit community of boarders, who seemed to have established bonds over the years, initially felt like an impenetrable fortress to Neo. The shared living space, communal meals, and structured study sessions were stark contrasts to the freedom she had experienced in her previous school. Despite her academic prowess, Neo struggled to adjust. The relentless homesickness that gnawed at her heart was a constant companion, a reminder of the family dinners and the comfort of her own room that she had left behind. The weekends, once a time for relaxation with family, felt like an eternity as she yearned for the familiar warmth of home. Socially, Neo found it challenging to break into the established cliques. The friendships she had forged at her day school seemed like distant memories, replaced by a sense of isolation in the sea of new faces. The dining hall buzzed with laughter and camaraderie, but Neo often found herself eating in silence, a silent spectator in a world that felt both vast and unwelcoming. As the social challenges intensified, Neo's grades, once a source of pride, began to slip. The rigorous schedule and the pressure to conform to the boarding school's expectations took a toll on her mental and emotional well-being. The once bright student now struggled to keep up with assignments, and the joy of learning that had defined her academic journey began to wane. As the seasons changed and high school progressed, Neo's circle of friends expanded organically. From casual acquaintances to close confidants, she formed a diverse network of friendships that enriched her high school experience. Together, they weathered the storms of girl fights, celebrated victories, and navigated the intricacies of teenagehood. Amidst all that, Neo discovered a gem in the form of her one close and genuine friend, Tina. She was a companion who would become an integral part of her high school journey. Their friendship began during a seemingly ordinary day in the classroom. Tina, a town-bred and boarding school expert, was no match for Neo, a village-bred and day-schooler girl. However, Tina had a quiet demeanor and a depth of thought that matched Neo's intellectual curiosity, and so they quickly became more than just classmates. The two found themselves engaged in conversations that spanned topics from home science and literature to dreams and aspirations. Their friendship grew organically, nurtured by shared values and a mutual understanding that transcended the surface of high school life. What set Tina apart was not just their shared interests, but a unique ability to see beyond the veneer of everyday interactions. In times of both joy and struggle, Tina was a steadfast presence. During the challenges of exams, they formed an unspoken pact to tackle the academic hurdles together, swapping study tips and providing unwavering support. Tina was a focused girl. She was a great match for Neo, who was equally focused. Beyond the confines of the classroom, Neo and Tina explored the corridors of Mountains High School, discovering hidden corners and creating memories that would last a lifetime. They attended extracurricular events, cheered each other on during sports competitions, and navigated the complexities of school life side by side. As the seasons changed, so did the landscape of their friendship. Neo and Tina became each other's confidants, sharing secrets, fears, and dreams in the quiet corners of their favorite reading spot beneath the old oak tree. The laughter that echoed through their conversations masked the silent understanding that bound them together, an unspoken commitment to be there for each other through thick and thin. It had taken Neo a whole 2 years to find her footing in school. At the end of her second year of high school, she attended extra tuition during the Christmas holidays. This would mark her comeback to academic prowess. She moved from being last in the class to topping most of the subjects. She had found her brilliance again, and nothing was going to stop her. Her love for learning propelled her through the most complex subjects. The library became her haven, where she delved into books with voracious enthusiasm, always hungry for more. Yet, Neo wasn't just a bookworm. In the same year, as she continued to thrive academically and cultivate her friendships, her leadership qualities caught the attention of both peers and faculty at Mountains High School. Her name echoed in the corridors as teachers spoke of her potential, predicting a future filled with academic accolades and contributions to society. Recognizing her ability to inspire and bring people together, Neo found herself elected to a prominent student leadership role within the school. Simultaneously, Neo's passion for community and faith led her to take on leadership roles at the Christian Union. In this setting, she became a guiding force, organizing prayer sessions, student outreach programs, and events that promoted spiritual growth. Her unwavering commitment to fostering a supportive and inclusive environment within the Christian Union allowed students from various backgrounds to come together in a spirit of unity and shared values. She also took on leadership positions in various student-driven clubs. Whether it was spearheading conversations in the drama club, championing home science projects, or advocating for social justice, Neo's influence extended far beyond the realm of academics. Her dynamic leadership style, characterized by empathy and a genuine desire to make a positive impact, left an indelible mark on the diverse clubs she was involved in. The last 2 years of high school looked good. She was acing her grades, she was serving in the leadership of the school, she was active in Christian Union serving the student body, she was surrounded by good friends. This was more than enough. What else could she ask God for?
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, A Lesson Well Learned. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. May God bless you with godly and meaningful friendships in your life's journey. May He give you true and wise friends for every season that will stand by you through thick and thin and nudge you towards a godly, righteous, and purposeful life. Amen.